Did you hear that the president vetoed that National Parks Protection Bill?
Oh, no! Why? I thought he was an environmentalist.
Well, he is. He does want to protect the national parks, but he said the bill needed some changes. One thing he complained about was that the bill limits the number of tourists that can visit the national parks each year. The president doesn't think that will work because the national parks need the money that tourists pay to get into them. They won't survive if very few people are allowed to visit them.
I guess that's true. But what will happen now? Is the bill gone forever? It will never become law?
Not necessarily. Congress can override the president's veto if both the House and Senate come up with a two-thirds majority in favor of overriding the president's decision. If both houses don't come up with this majority, the bill won't get passed.
Do you think Congress will override the veto?
No. I think it's more likely that Congress will make changes to the bill and resend it to the president. They'll probably rewrite the bill to allow more tourists into the national parks each year, for example. I definitely don't think Congress will give up on this bill. It has some powerful supporters, like Congresswoman Wilkins. She's the one who proposed the bill to the House of Representatives in the first place.
Was the bill her idea?
Actually, no. A bunch of ordinary people who live near Yosemite National Park came up with the idea for the bill.
Wow! I didn't know just anyone could come up with the idea for a federal law.